The storm ripped off part of the roof of the Smith Recreation Center, tore through an industrial park in the Merrill Airport, and then leveled the nearby Hillside neighborhood. Sandy Lane rushed her husband and child into the root cellar as the twister approached.
All of a sudden, I saw the birds flying really fast. I looked out in the sky, and it was like a kaleidoscope. And I said, oh my God, something bad is really happening. And just like that, it was done. It was gone.
Lane said she felt lucky because three walls of her home were still standing. Richard Henson watched debris swirl in the funnel from a mile away, debris that turned out to be his brother's house.
They went in the basement. The house actually shifted. He could hear the roof come off. He could hear the walls creaking. He said the tearing and the breaking and the lumber and the glass. He said, and all of a sudden, it was gone.
Now Henson looks out at the flattened homes and hundreds of century-old pine trees snapped off like matchsticks.
This was at one time a beautiful area. Acres and acres of huge trees here. Now, look, it's like a bomb went off. It's like Hiroshima. Unbelievable how quickly your whole life can just disappear.
Jessica Wunsch says she's counting her blessings. Her two daughters were bicycling when the sirens went off. She was able to find them and get them into the house just before the twister destroyed the neighborhood she loved.
It's not so pretty right now. The trees are gone. The houses are gone. A house can be fixed. You know, our children we couldn't replace. So, yes, I'm thankful for many things.
Three people were hospitalized after the storm, one with serious injuries. At least one company in the industrial park, Northern Wire, is shut down because of damage. In Merrill, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.